Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it won't be long now before President Donald Trump rolls into our area. His destination is the Shell cracker plant out in Beaver County. And the reason the president wants to come and spotlight the plant is because he believes this plant represents the future. It creates 600 jobs, 500 to 600 jobs, depends on who you talk to. It is, in theory, going to revitalize the Beaver County area, which has had some financial struggles over the last couple of years. But guess what? Not everyone is buying into this plant being the savior of this community. Terry Baumgartner is with BCMAC, the Beaver County Marcellus Awareness Community, and joins us this morning. Welcome to the show, Terry.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I am well, thanks. So before we talk about specifically the events of today, tell me about the organization, the Beaver County Marcellus Awareness Community, or BCMAC.
Well, it started as a group of people who came together concerned about fracking around 2009 and grew from there. And the mission is just to be sure that the people of Beaver County have the full story on fracking and its contribution to the cracker plant, and now that has grown to include the fact that the cracker plant is producing plastics, or will be as it goes online, and what that does mean for our health, what the whole build-out of this petrochemical industry means for our health in Southwest Pennsylvania, as well as Beaver County.
As well as Beaver. And, go ahead.
And also the contribution to climate change, which is going to impact health as well.
So the president is coming here basically to tout all of the benefits of the cracker plant. What are the downsides? What's the side of the story that you think people aren't hearing?
Well, first of all, I'm not sure that people understand the whole connection that this is. This cracker is part of a plan for a vast build-out of similar cracker plants and petrochemical industry running down the Ohio River Valley, which would turn it into something like what we have in the Gulf now, which has been called Cancer Alley. I don't know if people know the health impacts of the emissions that have now, with regard to both fracking and cracking and the whole infrastructure that goes along with the fracking that has to feed the cracker plant. And there will be 1,000 wells needed to feed this cracker plant. And they're likely to be coming from, or they're likely to be established in southwestern Pennsylvania. But at any rate, if you combine all that, there are 1,700 studies now, scientific studies, that show a link between all that infrastructure and cracker plants to asthma and cardiovascular disease and cancer and endocrine disruption, which is thyroid and reproductive disorders, and adverse birth outcomes. And I just don't know if people know that. Those studies were publicized in the sixth compendium of the medical research on fracking that was published in New York. It's a sixth annual one of these compendiums.
So let me ask you this. One of the things that I hear about this plant is that it could, in fact, or it would, in fact, be the largest polluter in our area. Tell me how we get to that point, and how does that compare, say, with the air issues in Clarendon?
It's going to produce three times the VOCs, that's volatile organic compounds, of the Claret and Coke works. And I don't know if people realize that. We've all watched what's happened in Claritin, and I don't think we want it happening in Beaver County. It's 522 tons per year, and that's the conservative estimate. I've seen it higher of volatile organic compounds that will be emitted or allowed to be emit by the cracker per year. In addition, you know, Beaver County is already has an F in air quality for ozone and VOCs combined with nitrous oxides and sunlight to create ozone. We also have PM2.5, which is a great concern because it's so small. It's not the black soot that you used to see in, as an industrial byproduct. It's too small to see, which is more concerning because it goes straight into the lungs, and the alveoli of the lungs passes through them into the bloodstream and does its damage in that way, and it's invisible, basically, because it's so small.
Okay. Interesting. So, now, the part of why we're having this conversation is because you are joining some other organizations today to protest the president's visit here, specifically in connection to the plant. Tell me about the protest. I understand it's going to start at the Beaver County Courthouse. Is that correct?
Yes. And a number of groups will be there. Beaver County Marcellus Awareness Community will be there. And we were going from there down to the riverbank. And people will be turning out for a chance to voice their concerns. They really, many people feel they cannot or have not had the opportunity to do that.
So will the president see the protesters, or is your intent more so directed at the community at large that may have the ability to vote and change restrictions to impact this plant?
It's that exactly, because the president will be at the cracker plant, which is a couple of miles away, and security will have access to that closed off, of course. And so we are in the town of Beaver, which sits right across the river from the cracker plant. And that's where we'll be, and we're hoping to raise public awareness. We're certainly hoping that the press will cover what the people are saying, and that somehow that will reach the president. We also have a letter from Breathe Project that has been submitted to the president about some of the concerns that people have.
Well, we'll see what happens. We wish you luck, and yeah, it is. I totally hear your concerns. I understand why you feel distressed at this point. So let's hope that the community at large hears those concerns as well. Terry, thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Terry Baumgartner is with the Beaver County Marcellus Awareness Community. They're protesting today. The gathering starts at 12:30 at the Beaver County Courthouse if you want to join in with that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.